Costner. We got some news. We got stuff happening. We got Toby here. We're doing, this is the third podcast of the week.
Good morning, Gloucester. Yeah, this is Friday afternoon.
I like it. This is like one of my favorite things to do, other than hang out with my two little girls. They are awesome. There's some stuff going on. We found out on the blog, Kim Smith reported, there's a breach over at...
The sidewalk collapsed in the...
retaining wall?
Yeah.
At Beach. Nautilus Road. I would say that's Nautilus Road.
Just beyond where the footbridge is.
Yeah. Correct. Going towards the back shore on the left-hand side where those rocks kind of...
Yeah. Some kind of collapse there. I guess they've put up some Jersey barriers to so that nobody will drive in or walk into it.
Between the footbridge and that section right there, there's no love. The nature is going to do what it's going to do, isn't it?
It's not the first time. It's not going to be the last.
That's
the bottom line.
A couple of years ago, it was the footbridge that got taken away, and they were going to rebuild it, and they rebuilt it, and now it's the retaining wall. Mother Nature is...
You can't mess with Mother Nature.
She's a mother. So we get that. Tonight I want to talk about something that's very, very special because my daughters, and we go to this every single year, the O'Malley Innovation School. Paul Morrison put up a post a couple days ago.
Yeah.
It was corrected because he just said O'Malley Middle School and someone took big time offense to that. He says, leaving out the innovation on O'Malley School is very offensive. And they said also added, it's almost as worse as bad as calling our mayor Safathia with an H. And that, I think, was a shot at me because I refer to her when I was writing as Safathia.
As opposed to Safathia. Right.
But when we grew up, like, she lived like right across the street from where, you know, a block away from where my Joe Popcorn lived.
She grew up across the street from my father's office.
Yeah, right there. So, but we grew up and on the playground of the UU Church, the Universalist Church. She was Safathia. She was Safathia. To me, she was Safathia with an H, up until about 2 years ago, and then I started seeing Safathia, and I hear like people.
Well, Joey, I forgive you. I'm sure she forgives you.
Or this woman or this person. Very upset with me. Very upset. I'm very...
We have learned to get over ourselves.
Next time I talk to Safathia, I'm gonna ask her, you know, what exactly is the story behind that? Tell me what exactly is the story behind that. And we will get to the bottom of that if in fact I just had some crazy dream that maybe she... I just have heard it mispronounced for 46 years of my life.
I saw her quite a bit yesterday, as did you, because yesterday was St. Joseph Day, or the Feast of St. Joseph. And
was she awesome, or was she awesome at Felicia's house last night?
Well, first of all, she's got more energy than three people.
But she was outside, so let's set the stage. So there's 80 people crammed into Felicia's house, right? And there's a ton of food. All the women are working and stuff. Safathia shows up. Now, Safathia could sit down and hang out and do Safathia things, work the room like she does because she's great at working the room, making everybody laugh and everybody feel good. But she's outside with Barry. With St. Barry. It's like 20 degrees out.
Yeah.
And she's making sure the St. Joseph pies, they're cooking them in the big burner outside
the candy burners. Yeah.
And she worked like for a couple hours outside stirring that pot, like making sure it was the right consistency and everything.
Well, the Sicilian traditions are very important to her. It's her heritage, and she knows how important it is to the city of Gloucester, and she loves it.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of families, and props to all the families that keep up the tradition. Felicia's not the only one that does it, even though, you know, because it's our blog, you know, it seems like, you know, she posts a lot about it, which is awesome. But, you know, props to all the other families. But props to Safatia for coming by and working as hard as she did to make sure everybody had a good
but
time.
But we could have asked her to answer some of the questions.
What questions?
Well, you were just talking about...
I would like... Yeah, if I would have remembered... Actually, no, that person that railed at me, that happened this morning, so I didn't have that at my...
Oh, okay. So we'll ask her the next time.
Yeah, we got to ask her. Yeah. Definitely got to ask her. I don't think anyone is more excited that St. Joseph's is over than Barry, BJ, and Amanda, my sister's kids, and my sister's husband, St. Barry.
Well, it's been like 9 days of cooking and novena.
Oh,
and
just nonstop.
Right. You know, and for me, I mean, I certainly, while my father was the doctor to a lot of the Sicilian families here, I grew up in a kosher Jewish home. And certainly, you know, the Feast of St. Joseph was not part of my upbringing. And I'm just so happy and I feel blessed that I've been included in these celebrations. It gives me a better understanding of different cultures and greater love for the people that are around me.
No, it's very cool. And I'm just so happy that that it went down. I'm happy I didn't get to spend as much. I was on vacation for most of it. Came home. I did get a bunch of stuff straightened out. And I got to go there yesterday and spend a decent amount of time. And some of the things, it's great to keep it up anyway.
Right.
We got, I was very excited. I opened up, I got that Uber app.
Yeah.
And the first Uber driver showed up on in the Uber app. I took a screenshot of it. I just put it on the blog because I wanted to be the first person to say, I see Uber on Cape Ann.
Yeah, they're over by the old drive-in site right now.
Currently, I'll check right now. I'm going to fire up my Uber app. So at first, I fired up the app, and what it does is it shows you a map and puts you a pin down where you are currently, and then it has a little box around it that says 10 minutes, you can get picked up in 10 minutes. Or whatever, depending on where the online Uber drivers are. So
right, if there were 20 Uber drivers out there, it might be shorter.
It might be shorter.
If this
particular Uber driver is closer, then it would be even closer. So I scroll. So it said 10 minutes, and I was like, oh, okay, but I don't see where the guy is. And then I started scrolling around. And it was like the game of hot and cold. Like as I scrolled away,
you're getting hotter.
You're getting colder, because right. The number, it would be okay. It would be 14 minutes to pick you up. And then I scrolled the opposite direction, and the number started coming down until I could hone right in on where the Uber car was, which is cool.
Which is one of the conveniences of the app, is you know exactly. You don't have to be sitting on the edge of your seat waiting for the limo or taxi driver to show up for a half an hour. You would know just by looking at your phone how many minutes and where the Uber driver is.
Right. Exactly.
You can relax.
You can relax, exactly. So, I thought that was really cool. And so Uber is now here. We have Uber. I got, it's very cool. So I signed up. I signed up for the thing. I'm dying to use it. I'm going to use it. And here's another thing. Some people were saying, and I could see the people that were commenting were cab drivers. Peter Todd is a cab driver.
Okay.
And I don't really know. I just want to make sure people understand. Like, I don't know what he gets paid, and I'm not trying to understand how he gets paid. But if you have your own car and you have a job, you could... If you have like just a part-time job that's not getting it done, you could sign up to be a driver.
They have standards, but
if you go through the standards,
right?
Like, this could be extra income for just about anybody as long as you go through the vetting process.
Right. And supplemental income, not necessarily doesn't have to be a full-time job.
Yeah,
but to assure anyone that's listening to the podcast they require, as part of the vetting process, that you have a certain type of vehicle. It has to be, can't be older than something. You have to carry certain insurance.
Yep.
And all of the above, so that you're not going to have a junk bucket and
right.
coming by, being driven by a criminal,
yeah.
An escaped convict or something like that. It's, right, they have a vetting process.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's funny because in big cities, everybody's using Uber now.
But a lot of people
are. A lot of people, yeah, but anyone, okay, it's just, this is the equivalent of kids under 30 today don't get cable because they all look at everybody over 30 like they're complete idiots for right. paying $150 for cable when they get Netflix for $10.
Yeah.
Because they get it. But, like, you know, people cling on to this old technology, and some of these old technology companies, like the cable companies, you know, take advantage of those people. So,
right. when in fact you can go to the cable company, get your internet, $30 to $50, and then use the other...
Yeah, use Hulu Plus and
Amazon Local.
If you have Amazon Prime, you get a lot of
Amazon
shows.
Amazon Prime, I mean, yeah.
So I equate it to the same thing, because knowing, like, when you can fire up that Uber app, and so you're inside, say you're inside of a restaurant or a bar, whatever, and you're having a good time with your buddies, and you're gonna take a cab home. You ask the bartender to call you a cab. From that point on, the bartender says to you, "Yeah, the cab's gonna be here in a little while." And from that point on, you're a nervous wreck because you're staring out the window. You're disengaged from your friends. You're not having any kind of conversation anymore. Right. And okay, now here's the alternative. And then hopefully, when the cab does show up, he spends a little time so you can get out of the bar and get to them. Now, here's the alternative, Uber. You log on to your Uber, you press one button, it fires it up, it tells you where the closest Uber vehicle is, so you know, and then you can resume your conversation, you say, okay, come pick me up, online, you don't have to talk to anyone, you don't have to worry about, like, you know, remembering the telephone number of the cab company or anything, and then you can watch on your phone every minute or two as the vehicle comes towards you, and you can gauge when right. you're going to go
so
outside.
So what you're saying is that either the cab companies are going to have to adapt to current technologies, or people are going to become more comfortable with this concept of Uber and how it functions.
Yeah, I think it's the reason it's taken off is telling, because it's reinventing, it's taking out a lot of the inefficiencies of the old way that people have done things for
right.
years. And, yeah, I don't know. I'm all in. I'm psyched for it.
I'm very happy
cool.
for you, Joe.
Yeah.
And happy for everyone else. That, you know, a little bit of competition doesn't hurt.
I agree. And, you know, it's funny. There's always, you hear about the story. You know, you have to know that there are some big-time cab unions, right?
Of course.
That are going to plant... Like, you know, say there's a million Uber drivers and one person has a terrible experience, something horrible happens, that they're going to drive that and try to make it like every Uber driver is a horrible person, where my guess is the vetting process to drive a regular cab is probably less than what yeah. Uber is, because Uber probably really
Well, we don't want to take anything away from the cab companies, but these people who have created Uber and the standards of practice, it's
pretty real.
Right.
But if I was a cab driver and I had a decent car, I would sign up to be a driver.
Right.
And I would see how it goes. You might make more money as a driver for Uber.
And if you're a parent with a normal job and you need supplemental income, boom. This is instantly a way for you to...
How about a retired guy that's sick of sitting in front of CNBC all day long? You know what I mean? That likes to be around people, likes to talk to people.
Right.
Perfect.
There are a lot of potential candidates to be Uber drivers.
Better than, you know, hanging out and bagging groceries or something, I bet.
Right.
For this, you know, for a person that likes to talk to people. So whatever. So there you go. That is my Uber thing. I'm psyched to see the first...
It's begun.
I'm psyched that I saw that there was an Uber vehicle local, so I got that going. Passports last night had their wine dinner.
They had a wine dinner. We didn't talk about it during the previous podcast because it was sold out. There was no sense in a certain sense to promote it. After I went to Felicia's for St. Joseph's Feast, I stopped by and things went exceptionally well. A gentleman by the name of Benjamin, whose family grew up in the region where the wines were from in Italy, was talking about them, and it seemed that everyone was very happy.
Cool. Yeah. So the guy, the theme last night was Italian wines?
It was some Italian wines that Eric was able to source at a comparative lower price because they're from a region in Italy which is not... it's a poor section, and so therefore what they can produce
it's poor in the sense of economically poor. Not a bad section for growing grapes.
No, the grapes are fabulous. Yeah. As a matter of fact, those in the know that some of the higher priced regions go down there and truck some of the grapes or the processed wine up to blend in with the more expensive neighborhoods. Mm. But because Eric was able to do that, it was a $40 dinner. Four courses, yes. Matched with four wines.
That was a no-brainer.
It was a total
no-brainer. What was some of the menu items for food?
Well, he had a beef tenderloin at the end that was paired with a primitivo, and you could say, well, I don't know what a primitivo is. Well, in this country, we call it Zinfandel. And as a matter of fact, for the just for our listeners, if you go into a wine shop that offers primitivos, chances are they're going to be about half the price, or certainly only two-thirds of the price of a Zinfandel that you might get from California.
I don't think we spoke, have we spoken yet about Mile Marker One Steak Tips?
Yeah, I don't know if we spoke about it.
That's what
it.
I'm saying. I don't think we talked
had
about it.
You had the vine, right.
We had the vine yesterday, right. But I don't think we spoke about it yet.
Right.
So, Chris DeWolf, Alicia DeWolf, Good Morning Gloucester contributor.
Right.
Also has a team in the Bikini Speedo Dodgeball Tournament. He considers himself a steak tip. He orders steak tips everywhere he goes. That's his thing.
That's
like
right.
Every restaurant he goes, gets steak tips. He told us about a month ago that you have to try Mile Marker steak tips. He says, I've tried them everywhere. They're the best in town. So a couple days ago,
We got them. And they're at Mile Marker. Chef Ron pairs his steak, marinated steak tips, and that's part of the flavor that you get, the marinade he uses, with garlic mashed potatoes and a seasonal vegetable.
Yeah.
In this case, we had
green beans. Crisp, snapping fresh.
Right.
And the gravy, the gravy was fantastic. I don't know what it was.
The marinade, the gravy.
Was, oh my God. It was fantastic.
Yeah, Chris, in this case, we were very grateful for his tip.
Yep.
Chef Ron and his crew over at Mile Marker One deserve a lot of kudos.
I have to tell people, I talk to Chef Ron all the time, and he says that this time of year, like just about every day, they have some ridiculously cheap special because they want to keep the staff, the core staff going. They're not making any money, but they want...
It's a contribution overhead basis.
Yeah, they want people in there to just to make sure that... people that the staff is stays sharp for the upcoming season.
Well, our experience, meaning yours and mine, couldn't have been much better.
Very good. I also props to the for anyone that has kids of a school vacation, April vacation coming up pretty soon. Take them to that pool. It's great because you can go in the pool, you can come out of the pool. It's warm. You can order the menu out by the pool. They have great kids food there. So props to them, big time. And if anybody, here's the thing. If anybody has any food tips that we like, they had some kind of a special meal somewhere that we need to try. Send in your tip. And we'll try to make it happen. We'll try to go to that place, eat it, and then we'll report back on one of the upcoming
what our experience was.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Was our
let
experience the same as yours? Right. Let us know.
Let us know. You want us to talk about the record that we broke?
Well, I thought it was interesting. We broke the record for the most snowfall ever within a season, and I just want to know what prize we win for breaking the record.
You won a prize, all right. Broken back. That's two words. Broken back. We also have, the Good Morning Gloucester caps are in. We had a charcoal stonewashed this time.
I bought a couple.
Yeah, they're nice. And they do not, they're not the same as the ones the last ones we had that were stonewashed were blue stonewashed. These are charcoal stonewashed.
Right, right.
So people, just in case they see it on the blog for sale and thinking it's the same hat as the last time, it's not. It's a charcoal color.
Well, when you built like me, you got to wear a hat all summer to keep the sun from burning your head,
yep.
Or you got to wear it all winter just to stay warm. So I wear ball caps a lot.
I wear my Good Morning Gloucester cap all the time. I like it too. But they're priced. Their shipping is included, or you can come pick them up down the dock. Let me know. I just did my taxes and I added up how much it cost me to do the blog last year. It was considerably a decent amount of money behind last year.
Yeah. Well, for
I did not recover. Let's put it this way. I did not. It cost me over $500 or $600 to. That's after cap sales and everything else.
For anyone that thinks that this is a major league for profit enterprise,
no,
it's not.
Last year it was a loss. I'm going to try to make up for it this year and go ahead. I think what I'm going to do is if I get a message from someone saying that's all you're in this for is the money or something like that, I'm going to send them to the perfect response to that, which was actually on the clam. James Dowd and KT Toomey wrote the perfect excuse to the people that would begrudge them to ask for donations to cover their expenses to run the clam.
Right.
And our expenses to run Good Morning Gloucester compared to the clam, I'm guessing are tenfold, maybe 20-fold of what it costs them. Please, if you want to support us, buy a cap so I don't go even deeper in the hole. Have a great day. You got anything to add in closing?
No. Good to see you as always, and had a great time at Felicia's, and I'm sure we'll be doing another podcast within a couple of days.
I love it. All right. A short one today, but not. It was just as sweet as ever. Bye, guys.
Take care.